Okay, so we are back for part three of the Rexton Lotus Justice series. Rexton is an Ohio facility. She's being held and they're attempting to put her in medically kidnap her and force her to take drugs, basically psychological drugs.
Yeah.
Anyways,
after trying to kill me.
Yes, that's after trying to kill
after
her. After trying to kill her.
Yeah.
So,
and here's one citation I want to give everybody as far as continuing with the military. The crimes that have been affected on the Treasury with the criminal re-upping with this instrument, Christopher Eric Fite, to which I did report as a whistleblower to all the appropriate agencies of state over the weekend of leap year. It is under military jurisdiction, CFR, which criminal Code of Federal Rules, CFR 17, subsection 200.800 and 230.500. And these are all, this is actually, that jurisdiction pertains to all the claims brought under SEC Form D instruments where they're paid without controversy. So basically, all of Amendment 14 claims, where all of the SUSTA-KVI instruments lay. So what this is showing people is that the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is an NGO run by attorneys with no oversight, just as the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, these are all just these little private little commissions where bar union members run everything. In the SEC is where they're taking the real man and pairing it with the birth certificate through, and you can go read the Christopher Eric Fite. You can get into SEC documents and pull up Christopher Eric Fite. You can see where they go from the all lowercase to mixed uppercase to all capital. They're showing you where they're flipping the gloss in these SEC Form D instruments. That's where all the crimes are. These Form D instruments are under military jurisdiction. So the military is mandated by the federal codes to be the ones to fix this and come in here and stop these crimes, and they're not reporting. But remember, the military-industrial complex are the biggest benefactors of the coup in, you know, more than anybody. So this is a very deep, concerning coup that the American people are in grave danger in, and it is enjoining every instrument and branch of government. And it's reaching into the bowels of the military, who are the ones responsible under the Lieber Code for administrating and supervising these titles of nobility. Go read it. They're responsible for monitoring the esquires, the doctors, and the priests. It says it specifically under the Lieber Code. So the military is also failing. The military is allowing a coup of this government to occur and Treasury crimes to occur. When are they going to show up, Daniel? That's the question here. When is the military going to come in here and fix these prima facie crimes against the American people and come get me and free me out of this unlawful and illegal incarceration? That's the question, you know. And so if nothing happens, your government is completely in two, completely, at all levels, at all depths, and all bowels. And I'm bringing this information to the American people so they can understand this is not a little thing. This is your government must flip on a dime or we are the fourth Reich of Nazi fascist Germany. It's just Nazi America. Actually, no, it's Nazi United States. America is an instrument of land. It's the body of the people and the land that we walk in, you know, the walking trees of the Bible. That's the vessel of your soul. Our bodies are part of the land. That's why they gave us titles called birth certificates. So, you know, my body has a title just like my car does. Well, they're flipping car titles. And these are all patents. It's a land patent. Your birth certificate is a land patent. So if pursuant to Title 28, 1338A, the states don't have any jurisdiction over land patents, how are they even bringing people to criminality in these courts? Again, all fraud, folks. All fraud. All treasury fraud. De jure treasury fraud. So, you know, that pretty much in a nutshell, in what, 40 minutes, exposes the utter coup of the United States of America, which, by the way, is an instrument of treaty held by the Crown of Britain in a definitive treaty of peace. Funny thing, I'm an allodial heir to that. funny thing, I'm an allodial heir to the crown of Scotland and also to the Roman Empire. I'm an allodial heir to all the crowns that they're abusing. That's why they had to try to come kill me. That's why they issued a writ of marque. Except this time they issued a writ of marque against an allodial heir that has a claim against their trading company that's supposed to be the trustee of the United States of America in Tanistry, and they tried to kill me. Tried to kill me and my wife. Okay? So this is a big deal, folks. And fine, give Trump the benefit of the doubt. That's fine. But at some point in time, the benefit of the doubt needs to stop. Because, as I said, he's been noticed his office for going over 2 years now. 2 years. And that's 2 years too long. How many children have been stolen since then? How many people have been put in prison criminally since then? This needs to end. The military needs to show up. Trump needs to do his fiduciary duty under Article 4, Section 4, and needs to stop. And I don't care about this election because this election is not legitimate anyway. Post-Reconstruction, disembowel the Electoral College. Your elections are being controlled by bar union corporations. The Republican Party is a corporation. The Democratic Party is a corporation. They run the electoral process. They are telling the bar unions are selecting your people. You are being polled, and they don't care. Besides the fact that if you read the Constitution, there's actually no provision in it for polling the American people for who gets elected as president. That's supposed to be left to the electors of the state, which are usually determined by the state constitutions. Either the electors are elected within the body of the Senate and the House, or they are appointed. But they are not supposed to be appointed by bar union corporations, folks. So this election is illegitimate no matter who wins. And that's a fact of law. So we got a problem, folks.
So I have a question for you.
Yep.
Speaking of the election, so obviously there's some bad blood in our country right now, and so you got this Republican Party, and then you got this Democratic Party, mm-hmm. and you got this. The Democrats are talking about if Trump wins, they're not going to concede, and then you got Trump on the other hand. He's saying that all the fraud, the ballots. So, I mean, it's not looking good as far as, obviously, and you're saying right. that it's all fraud anyways.
Well, the Democratic Party is just fraught with fraud. That one's especially...
sure. Anybody that follows this knows.
Yeah, I mean, that one's... The people they have running the Democratic ticket or on the Democratic ticket are... Neither one of them can hold the office of President of the United States or the United States.
So my question is, from your vision, from all the things that are going down, mm-hmm. what could we, the American people, expect to see? Obviously, I think it's going to be a bloody type of revolution or something. You're talking about a coup.
Well, it doesn't have to be bloody, and that's the point. These are all instruments and things that need to be reconstituted by the law. There's a mandate in both the existing. There's very little that's going wrong law-wise. The laws, the statutes, and the Constitution for the United States of America, and the multiple constitutions of the United States. Because remember, we have two. In fact, there's a case called Hawaii versus Mantici, which is 190 U.S. 239, I believe. No, it's actually 239 to 241, but it's 190 U.S., I think, 221. It talks specifically about the two different governments of the United States, and actually in that case, it says that the President of the United States has the ability to appoint people within the construct of the trusteeship of the United States. So Trump, if he knows there's a coup, he doesn't, because you're basically electing, you're basically, the bar unions are selecting your trustee heads. You're not voting for your allodial du jour government here, folks. You're voting, you're being polled for your trusteeship heads, which Trump can appoint by law. Trump can appoint those by law, by established positive law from like 1903. So if he knows there's a coup, instead of allowing the bar unions to defraud you and think you're being polled, and he can prove that there's a coup in the state of Ohio, he can appoint as the chief executive officer of our trading company, the governor of the subdivision, the state of X of Ohio, which is a UCC instrument. So the law is able to, he's able to use the existing law to set this coup aside with no, with hardly any military activity at all by the actual law that's already on. The question is he getting the stuff? Is he going to listen to someone learned in the law like me instead of a bar union person who's not even required by law to be learned in the law? Remember, under civil procedures, I think it's Rule 502, it even says that no attorney is required to be learned in the law except for the Solicitor General. Well, what's the Solicitor General telling him? Because, see, I'm telling you, I am learned in the law, and I brought the law, and I can tell him how to fix this coup by the mere correction of removing coup agents who are violating the laws on the books openly. The laws aren't the problem. It's the people in the offices that are in coup. There's very little that needs to be changed in the law, very few things. And I'm talking about president's rule.
So,
very few.
So worst-case scenario, the president fails to learn, he fails to make the right decisions. Who is behind this diabolical thing that's happening? I mean,
well, it's foreign interest. It's foreign. It could be, think of a bar union member as an agent of China or an agent of Russia or an agent of this guy over here who's an oligarch of this corporate megacorp that's transnational. They're not your agents. They are foreign to you. They have always been foreign to you by their patency. And the interesting part about the patent is that the patents held by the Crown, as well as the instrument, and go read the definitive treaty piece. It specifically says the United States of America was kept by the Crown of Britain. Well, when they killed the Mary Queen of Scots, you know, they basically coup the Scottish crown, okay, and they seized the Crown of Britain. So the papacy, the Whore of Babylon, is a multiple things. The Whore of Babylon is the agents in coup in Washington, D.C., the agents in coup of the Crown of Britain, which has now fallen, as most people have realized, because I fell it. I crashed it. I did that. And the papacy. Those three instruments have been warring against free republics since the Secret Treaty of Verona and the Edict of the Worms, because we're Protestants. See, we came to this country. My family came here in 1636, vacated their titles of nobility to the New World, because the Pope had no dominion over the New World. And so as Protestants, the papacy of Rome, which is not the Roman Republic. Remember, the Roman Republic was usurped by the Roman Empire, and that's what Christ railed against, because the Roman Empire was putting parens patriae in the public coffers of the Republic, same thing they do now with the Federal Reserve. So the Roman Republic had what's called a spoila opima, which was the public treasury. The Pharisees were in that particular temple of the spoila opima, issuing private coinage of that Caesar owned, his own money, parens patriae, and issuing tithes to the people off the public coffers. It's the same thing they're doing with the Federal Reserve, folks. What Christ railed against, that he moved the temple in 3 days by literally carrying his own shield, his own breastplate up to a hill and being nailed to a cross, which is how spoila opima is acquired, spoils of war. He was his own spoil of war, folks. That's how he moved the temple in 3 days. He moved the temple from under the parens patriae of Roman Empire and put it on the skull, the law of the land. And that fact right there was brought into the courts, and that's why Rome is no longer in charge anymore and why the Crown of Britain fell. See, I proved how Christ used Roman Republic law to move the temple, which was the treasury of the people, to the land. And it's the same thing that they're doing with the Federal Reserve issuing private coinage notes on our public treasury. It's the same thing that they're doing when they mention how they're stealing your children. Well, the parents patriae, the parent of the state. So they're stealing your wealth by private actions that lean public wealth in everything they do. So, again, I'm hopeful. Trump is the only person running for office that can actually run and actually occupy any office of state because he's not an attorney. Okay, and he is under military oath because he went to West Point, as I understand, correct? So he's already bound by the CFRs I just told you to do his job. So we just need, you know, we need to make sure that this information is getting to him. When, and there's, I mean, 2 years of me trying to get to the guy, and multiple pleadings. And right now, for example, the state of Ohio is running an investigation into this, not on my actions. It's called BCI, which is the Bureau of Central Intelligence, is investigating the crimes against me by the Sheriff's Department and the courts. Well, they're going to try to take me to court on October 5th, even though they have no jurisdiction. It's been removed. Again, that pleading, the notice of removal, which explains the default on the Treasury and how they are completely in default and how they have to correct the ledger and give us our jubilee and zero the Treasury, okay, is in a Supreme Court case 20-1017. It's the notice of removal. It's public document. Go get it. Go read it. I've mandated jubilee. Where are we at?
There's a big question for you. So you say, what date is this supposed to happen on?
Well, 9/24 is when it was docketed. So jubilee was July 6th is when the state of Ohio defaulted and the Department of Transportation defaulted on the claim. So the United States Treasury, different from the United States of America Treasury, the United States Treasury, which is your trusteeship of a corporate charter of a trading company who can have their charter revoked, their Treasury defaulted on July 6th of this year.
Gotcha.
The notice to cure the Treasury and to pair all of the birth certificates to the social security numbers by Les Pendens, which is how I leaned mine, which makes them a non-negotiable bond under the negotiable instrument laws, which no one can be an interpleader of, which what I did is I ordered them to remove all the interpleading of the bar union. I said, pair all the birth certificates with all the social security numbers. Find out who's really living and who's dead. Put the dead ones in the book of the dead, the live ones in the book of the living, and give us our allodial estate. That's what the pleading says to do. Okay, now mind you, I don't know if that's on the public docket of the District Court of the District of Columbia, but it's on the Supreme Court of Ohio docket of 2010-17, and it's on the Common Pleas Court case. So that document, which was delivered to the District Court of the District of Columbia by private courier on 9/24, which satisfies prophecy under Haggai, that God said He was going to fall all the heathen kings on the ninth day of the 24th day of the ninth month. On 9/24, the demand to zero the Treasury for Jubilee was delivered to the District Court of the District of Columbia and its shared clerkship of the Bankruptcy Court of the District of Columbia. It was delivered. And Trump was noticed, and so are the Joint Chiefs of Staff by certificates of service. So they're required by law to do these things now. They can't get out from under the law.
You said you have a court date in October. What exact date is that?
October 5th. Well, they're not supposed to even – they don't have jurisdiction, so we'll see if they try to bring me to court again. You know, and in the last court hearing on the 9th, they even denied me the ability to put evidence on during the hearing, but they allowed the prosecuting attorney to put –
You have 1 minute remaining.
This is how obvious the coup is. I'm sitting in a hearing with documents to put in chains, and I'm still in chains, right? And the prosecuting attorneys are able to put a motion in, but I can't put anything to the bailiff. This is how bad the coup is, folks. So all of the papers, all of the word and the truth are on the documents and the public records of state that mandate people to do by Article 4, Section 4, and by oath and fiduciary duty. And no one's reporting yet, but they don't get very long here, folks. So Jubilee has been ordered. Anyone who wants to know about Jubilee, go get the PDF off the public docket of the Supreme Court of Ohio in case 20-1017. And I hope to have time to talk to you again in the near future, but this is a huge update for everybody. And I'm going to tell you, Trump is the only person running that could actually occupy the office by law. So while I have reservations about the guy, I think he's being completely duped.
Thank you for using GTL.
Well, there you go, folks. You heard it straight from Rexton, Lotus Justice. She has some very interesting things to talk about, things that she's going through. I know that there's a lot of questions that a lot of people have. It's a lot of information that she's putting out there. And let's hope that that information gets into the right hands. Obviously, I only have so much that I can do here. I record these, I put them on the blogs, we try to give you updates, and we need your help. if you guys are listening and you have those connections with higher powers, if you're somebody that has high political connections, okay.